Anything combat with Johnny K.
But it's anything combat, though.
Welcome back. Combatants of the Anything Combat Show. I'm your host, Johnny K. Today, we've got one championship fighter. He's making his way to the title. He's coming off a great win over Luke Alessi. He's changed divisions. He's looking fucking spectacular. Nico Carrillo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for having me. Let's do it.
Nico, so, you know, you had your division, right? And then you had those tough weight cuts. You go up, you fight Sidichai. You go up, you fight Mutlesi. You start dominating, right? So what's that change been like for you? Now that you're in this new division, do you just feel healthier? Like your performances, you look so much sharper.
Yeah, mate, life is just better than Toho, to tell you the truth. Looking back on the performances at Bantamweight, I think I was probably going in at like 50 or 60% of all the fights, just because of how drastic the weight cuts were. But obviously just because of who I took out at the time, and then obviously I was in title contention, I really should have moved up earlier, but then you get earned a title shot, so it's like, I'm not going to get earned a title shot then say, oh no, fuck the title, I'm going to just move up and wait. Obviously you're going to see it out. You know, unfortunately for me it didn't go to plan, but yeah, life's just better now. Camps are easier, camps are more fun, everything's just better now. I don't really know how I was making the weights, to be honest, now.
Nico, can you tell me about the finishing sequence with Luke Alessi? What do you remember from it? It looked pretty interesting. You were, like, hunting him down, and then you stopped, and then you went after hurting him.
Yeah, well, he kept doing this bob and weave thing. And obviously now, after the fight, I've seen that they were complaining about the knee. But it's because he kept trying to bob his way out of the corner and he was ducking his head really low. So when I dropped him the first time with the right hook, I thought he was doing the same thing. So I followed up with a knee, which was a great area, but the knee hardly hit him anyway. It was the shot that dropped him. So, and then obviously the finishing sequence, I'd done the same thing. I hit him with the 1-2 and I seen his body kind of go limp, but I didn't know if he was falling or he was doing that stupid bob and weave thing again. So I kind of just took a step back to see what was happening. And I realised the ropes had kept him up. And then from there, I just kind of... I really should have just stayed at a longer distance and finished him a lot easier. But I got excited and I rushed in. I ended up being in a clinch and kneeing away. And I got excited. I should have just stayed back a little bit. And I could have probably finished him with another shot quite easily.
What do you think you're going to do next time when you find yourself in that position when you might fight like Tawanchai or someone at the top and you're put in the same position? What experience do you have now? How do you think you're going to go about those exchanges? How are you going to level up so you can get that result you want?
I'll probably end up doing the same thing. I get excited, mate. I like hurting people. And fucking once I smell blood, I enjoy that, just that rush of just fucking crushing into someone. So, I don't know, I'll probably end up doing that again, but hey-ho.
So, you know, you fought Nabil, right? And it is what it is, you know what I mean? Like, you had the tough late cut, it fucking compromised you, and you lost. But I don't even count it as a loss. If that's the only loss you have, then, you know, like, you weren't healthy for it. So, now looking back at that, you know what I mean? You haven't lost to anyone except that. I still consider you like undefeated basically because you're compromised. Your health is compromised going in there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everything's a learning curve and it's our own fault. We went through with the fight, we went through with the weight cut and we went through and obviously we shouldn't have. And it is what it is. It's still a loss, however. And, you know, if there's anybody to lose to, it's Nabil because he's amazing. He's a top, top opponent. And there's no shame to losing to him. However, I understand what you're saying. Like, at full health, I've not been beaten. You know, if the opportunity ever presents itself to get it back, then I would love to do that. But, you know, if you've seen any of my podcasts or anything like that, I'm not big on the dwelling too much on the past. And holding grudges, I don't hold a grudge against Nabil, what happened, it was all my fault, and he was the better guy on the night, and all that stuff, because if you hold grudges and you hold on to stuff, it rots you from the inside, it rots your heart, and you can't really move forward in life if you're holding on to something. So it's best to let things go, then life can resume, and then if it comes around again, it comes around again, you know, but there's no point in squandering on things that happened in the past. You need to just, you need to move on and it'll eat you alive, you know, so.
Has that happened before in your life before?
Yeah, I got beat when I was younger, but the loss in Nabil was very, very difficult to go over. And I did go over it, and I am over it now. It's been a massive learning curve for me, and I'm, you know, if I could go back and rewind the night and win the title, I definitely would. Don't get me wrong, I'm not glad it happened, but I learned a lot from it, and I'm grateful from the learning experience.
What did JP Gallagher say after that fight?
A lot. I don't remember too much about that night, to be honest with you. I don't remember walking into the cage. I don't remember the shot getting hit with. I just remember getting stitches put in my head. Don't remember anything. Yeah, it all happened very fast, and I was just out of it. I was just out of sorts. My brain health wasn't very well from the cut, so I just wasn't all there.
Nico, what do you want now for your career? Do you want to fight Shadow and do a title eliminator, or do you want to just go straight to One Chai fight him, Muay Thai?
I would do either or, to be honest. I mean, if Talon, obviously Talon Chai's got this kickboxing obsession right now, so, like, I don't know what would happen if he needs to vacate his belt, if he's not going to defend it, or even put me in Shadow's interim belt. That would be pretty cool as well, but regardless of what One Championship offer me, I'll be 100% grateful and ready to take the opportunity.
What would that belt mean to you? You put so much fucking work in. You've done so well so far. It's right there, and you're right there for the title shot. Like, let's say you fight him, you get it. What would that mean to you?
It wouldn't mean nothing getting a title shot, to be honest, because I've been in a position before. I've already worked hard, and you know, I am at the top now. I'm one of the best fighters in the world. When I get a title shot, it's just another thing that I've earned through hard work and sacrifice. Winning it, however, is another story. That will be a big full stop in a chapter in my life, and something that I can be... I'm not proud of a lot of things that I've done in my career. I just kind of move on to the next thing. That would be something that I can really stop and be super, super proud of myself for. That is the dream for me. It's one of my biggest dreams in life. So it would be nice to put a full stop to the end of that.
There was a point in your career where you had a lower division and Haggerty, you know, was around there, where there was a lot of discussion that Haggerty and you were going to fight each other. I've seen the sparring sessions. I know that you guys know of each other. So now that you've moved up, it seems like now you've moved up in division, it seems like that fight's just not going to happen.
Yeah, unfortunately for the UK, fans, it's a bummer, but yeah, it should have happened when the iron was hot. You know, it should have happened then. But you know, it can still always happen. I'm always open to it, and I just can't make the weights anymore. If we wanted the fight, he would have to come up, which I'm sure he says in interviews that he would be happy to do. I'm not sure if Chatry's waiting for a UK show for that to happen, but you know, I'm confident the fight will happen one day. But when is the big question?
Nico, you grew up in Spain?
I was just born there, but I didn't really grow up there.
Okay, then you went to Glasgow?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you tell me about that process? You were with your family, you were born in Spain, and then you came over.
I was born in Spain, my dad's Spanish, got a full Spanish half. And when I was 10 months, I think my mum and dad broke up. So I moved to Scotland with my mum. And that was it, Scotland ever since. I went back and forth to see my dad for a couple of years. And then I stopped speaking to my dad when I was 5 years old, I think, 6 years old, something like that.
So I heard that in Scotland, you grew up in a really rough area. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep. And can you tell me a little bit more about that? Did you get in trouble?
Yep, got in trouble a lot when I was young. Trouble where I was from, trouble in school. Muay Thai saved me. Muay Thai taught me to be disciplined. I didn't have a father to teach me it. So It was Muay Thai that taught me it.
You believe that Muay Thai taught you?
100%. Everything I know, everything I am today is because of Muay Thai. And my wife. Huh.
You got to mention that as well. Tell me, with the, you know, being around Thais and stuff, they're very accommodating people. You know what I mean? When I was there, they were polite. Most polite people I've met in
Yeah.
So how's your experience been? You know, you live a lot of your time in Thailand, in Phuket as well. So can you just run me through that? You've gone to a whole bunch of different places in this life. So how does Thailand relate? How does Thailand compare to all the others?
Yeah, Thailand's amazing. Thailand's a big part of my life now. Always has been. Been coming here since I was 15 years old. First time I came here. Went to Sasit Rapa Gym in Bangkok. Old school golden era gym. Some of the best fighters ever went there. Went there for the first probably 7 years of my career. 8 maybe even. With Takun. And just created a big bond in a family there. And whenever I come back. And then obviously the gym kind of wasn't what it used to be. So I had to go other places. And then I found Bang Tao. And yeah, everywhere. Any place I've ever been to Thailand, Thais are just the nicest people in the world. Not even the ones that I know in the gym, just any you meet in the street, they're just, it's a very, very nice place to be. No one's rude, everyone's very kind, and it's just an amazing place to be, isn't it?
So, your first exposure to boxing was in Scotland, I think you were like 12, and then your exposure to Muay Thai, you were 15. So did you get an exposure to Muay Thai in Scotland? What gym was that?
Yeah, so yeah, when exposure to boxing was just in and out of the gym. No, I didn't even have any fights or anything like that. And then I played football, loved football at the time. And then obviously once I went to a Glasgow based gym. And obviously in Glasgow. When I was 15 I went there. And then when I went there, I just fell in love with Thai boxing. And then I had my first fight 2 months after the first day I worked in the gym. We got put into like a Scottish Junior Open. It's like all the kids at your weight category, they all fight until it's like the last man standing, until you win, then you're crowned the junior champion. And I went in and had 2 fights in my category that day, my first ever fight, and I won the category and became Scottish Junior Champion. My first ever fights.
When you were in Scotland, I'm going to ask you a hard question now. I heard that there was some sort of stabbing incident. Did something happen where you got stabbed in your leg?
Yes, somehow. I was stabbed in the leg when I was younger, but sold news. We're by it now. We're living life. That's all that matters. Like I said, I don't dwell on the past. It's in the past for a reason.
Do you have the scar on your leg?
I do have a scar on my leg. Scars are beautiful. Scars are reminders of the tough times we went through.
Let me ask you about your commitment to martial arts. You know, you've gotten a lot of fulfillment out of it. Your life is martial arts. You get to represent who you are through your art with how you perform your Muay Thai. So the commitment to the martial art, what does that mean to you?
I mean, it's always like it gives me a why, gives me a purpose to be committed to something. But don't get me wrong, if I wasn't committed to martial arts, I'd be committed to something anyway. I'm a very disciplined fucking mosquitoes. Don't hear them. I'm a very disciplined. Regardless if it was martial arts or not, I think I'd be doing some sort of sports. But yeah, I'm grateful because it's like I said, taught me about respect and discipline in different cultures. I've got to travel the world through it. I've got to meet so many amazing people through it. And I've got to be me. I'm authentic. I am who I am. Like, I don't put anything on. And people, millions of people get to see the real me now through martial arts. So I'm grateful for it always.
That's all we have time for, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Nico, for your time. Is there any final remarks you can say to the fans at home as we wrap up the podcast today?
Thank you all for the support. Keep supporting. Thank you to you for doing these channels. It's important that we have people like you speaking to fighters, getting behind the scene footage. And yeah, it's important that all yous do what you do as well. So well done.
Follow Nico Carrillo on Instagram. I'll put all of his links in his description. Follow NicoMuayThai.com so you can look at all of his instructionals. Follow Anything Combat and become a combatant. We'll see you guys next time.
Thank you, mate. See you, bro.
Become a combatant.